the moment at times we've been a little undisciplined with our offence and defence, so it's just a matter of talking about it and then carrying it over onto the performance. And it's good that he's not expecting anything less than everyone giving 100%.
What are the main things you guys need to lift offensively?
Just staying within our offensive systems. We're breaking it too easily, and at times we probably think we've got an open look when if we make the extra pass it goes from a good look to a great look. So just making sure we've got complete buy-in and staying within our structure, and we're confident we'll be able to put enough points on the board.
Is that mainly about chemistry with new guys and stuff, or is it?
Yeah, a little bit. But in saying that, a lot of the returning guys are still making ill-disciplined decisions. So, we're watching video and we're looking at each other going, what are we running there? So at times it's just a lack of discipline out there, and the older guys that have been here a while have got to take a lot of that on board, because, we should be better than that by now.
So is that the main thing you look at then in terms of trying to beat Townsville this week, or the defence was an issue? Obviously.
Yeah, I think, Townsville gave us a hiding up there, and if we want to reverse the result, we've got to pick up at both ends, in particular defensively. They're a great shooting team, and once you let a team play to their strengths, they're going to win, and that's what Townsville did. So we've got to contest the three-point line, make their guards run off on on-ball screens, and then less fouls. We sent them to the free throw line way too many times last game.
Are the guys still pretty angry about that performance?
Yeah, we came back and watched the whole game, and there was no secret, we weren't good up there at all, and at both ends. So, we've got a lot to try and redeem ourselves with, and fortunately enough, we only had to wait 2 weeks, so we're looking forward to Friday night and hopefully putting in a much better performance at both ends.
Damo, we saw Dre move to the second unit on Sunday. What's his response been like to that? How did he take that?
Yeah, it was great. He took it as well as you possibly can, so he was encouraging towards his teammates, and Sean, who probably stepped up, or Jesse, who stepped up and took his position in a way, he had nothing but positive things to do. As far as encouraging from the bench, but in saying that, nobody likes to get dropped to the bench, and he's had a great few days last week and then this week as far as trying to probably prove a point that he's ready to be back in if given the chance.
Is that about trying to find more aggression for him, trying to take sort of more of a leadership role in that second unit?
Trev's concept's pretty simple. With the best five playing together, will stay out on the court, and it doesn't matter if it's Matty Knight, Sean Redditch, Jesse Wagstaff, or if it's Jermaine Bill, Drake Yu, whoever it is. If he finds a five he likes, he's going to roll with it, and at the moment it's that starting five you saw the other night.
Youngie's been through a fair bit. Did you guys get around him after the game on Sunday?
Yeah, I lived with him all of last season, and hearing his background in particular, and then to come here, finally get a shot at the NBL and to go down with a ruptured Achilles, his story is incredible, and then to see him finally perform out in front of 13,000 people, there's a lot of people that are over the moon for him, myself in particular.
Can you see him becoming more comfortable with his role sort of in the team as the weeks have gone on?
Yeah, definitely, and anybody who's watched him train isn't surprised with the results he put out on the court in the game. It's just a matter of trying to get it from performing and training to carry over in a game, and that's what we saw on Sunday.
Just on Dre again, does the team need to use him better? Like, he's obviously a pretty athletic sort of bloke.
Yeah, absolutely. It's twofold. If we can get him open in looks that he's comfortable with, then we've done our job. And secondly, if he cuts hard and get himself in those looks. But he's a hell of a talent, and the reality is we're probably doing a poor job as his teammates in getting him looks, helping him get accustomed to the offence. And once he's comfortable within the system, I think you're going to see a very special talent.
You reckon that's far away?
Not at all. He's had days here where he's completely dominated, and it's just a matter of remembering he's a rookie, first time living overseas, and now all of a sudden we're expecting him to be the best player in the NBL. That, I think, will eventually come, but it's a matter of getting his feet on the ground and accustomed to our offence and defence before that'll happen.
You had a pretty tough gig over the next couple of weeks. How do you go about playing the four games in 10 days or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's a tough challenge. And against the opponents we have, it's going to be a good test for us. But in saying that, Townsville's first and foremost. We want to redeem ourselves after a bad loss. And then we'll head over to Sydney where, everybody knows what happened last time we played them. And in particular, they've come off a great win over Adelaide, where Childress was, easily the player of the week across the league.
How do you stop him from doing that again on Sunday?
Oh, it's going to be a complete team effort. If we say to one person, go and stop him, it's not going to happen. He's just too good a talent. So we've got to make sure we're making him shoot shots that are both contested and not his strengths. And secondly, keeping him off the boards. I think he had 18 rebounds. You allow that to any individual player and they're bound to get hot at the offensive end also.